Around the corner where he said fella done all the washing, and I went around there, and there was a sign on the window said hop soon or hop quick to jump up and hop or some other hop. Well, I went on the inside, and there was one of them pigtailed heathen shiny. Well, I told him I'd like to get him to do some washing for me, and he commenced talking some outlandish lingo sounding like Well, I give him my clothes, and he give me a little ticket that he painted with a brush what he had, and I know no living mortal man could ever read that ticket. I showed the feller on the outside. I said, mister, what do you call that thing? He said, well, sir, that's a sort of a lottery ticket. Every time you leave your clothes there to have them washed, they give you one of them tickets. Then you have a chance to draw a prize of some kind. I said, well, now, I want to know. How much is the darn thing worth? He said, oh, about 10 cents. Well, I told him if he wanted for 10 cents, he could have it. I didn't want to get tangled up in any lottery gambling business. Well, I give him the ticket. In a couple of days, I went around to get my washing. That pigtail heathen wouldn't let me have him because I'd lost that lottery ticket. And I said, now, looky here. Mister, hop along soon. If you don't hop around and get me my clothes, I'll flop you in about a minute. He commenced to yell, what do we want to go on, Tiki? Well, sir, I got a hold of him less than a minute. We was rolling around on the floor. First I was on top, and then old Hop Shoe was on top, and you couldn't tell which one of us a pigtail belonged to. Well, when I got out of that, I had somebody washing in one hand about 5 yards of that pigtail in the other hand, and old Hop Soon was jumping up and down and yelling, we ought to be on the police, police. I had an awful time with that heathen critter.